Welcome back to Dollarwise, the show which seeks to help everyone improve their economic circumstances using easy-to-grasp financial tips. On today's program, we explore bonds. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. In the world of finance and investments, there are several products used to generate money. One of these is called a bond. One of the ways companies, governments, or other entities obtain money to finance projects or programs is by issuing out bonds. A bond is basically a loan under which the borrower is required to pay interest to the lender at specific times and then to repay the principal amount at the end of the loan duration or maturity period. Here's an example of how bonds work. A company that wants to expand its operations may issue bonds valued at $1,000 at 8% interest per year to be fully repaid after 10 years. If you buy one of these bonds, then you will get back $80 each year for 10 years from the company, and at the end of the 10 years, you will get back your $1,000. Bonds vary in terms of how frequently interest is paid out and how long they can last. Some bonds can last for up to 30 years or as low as 1 month. Some pay interest monthly, quarterly, or yearly. It all depends on what the bond seller is able to guarantee to borrowers based on the strength of his or her entity and the project being undertaken. In Jamaica, bonds are primarily issued by the government in an effort to finance development projects. They are sold by the Bank of Jamaica to local financial institutions or investment groups, which then sell the bonds to members of the public. But how exactly do people make money with bonds? Let's ask well-known economist Dennis Chong.
A bond is a safe long-term instrument. You could actually buy a bond, put it down, and say, this interest rate is good on the bond, so I will put my money in there, which is a higher rate, for example, than what the bank is giving on a savings deposit. So you'll put the money in there, and then you will be guaranteed a certain return.
The interest you receive on bonds will give you a steady stream of income, which is often higher than what you would get if you put your money in a basic savings account. It also carries much less risk than other instruments, since the government is seen as one of the best borrowers with a high likelihood to repay any funds borrowed. With bonds, you can use the steady stream of income from the interest payments to build your wealth. You also make money when bonds increase their value. In similar fashion to the stock market, the price of a bond is affected by general demand. If demand suddenly increases for your bond based on the terms it offers, that can be a financial bonus for you.
So if you see a bond that was of a little risk and you think that the Jamaican fiscal accounts is going to get stronger, you buy that bond at 95 and it starts trading at 102, then you have made a $7 spread on each bond on the capital gain. So you can sell that bond when it reaches 102 and make some money there. And during that time that you hold it, you also get the interest.
Mr. Chong adds that bonds are often sold in foreign currency, allowing persons to help protect their wealth from the devaluation of the local currency.
The Jamaican government issues a lot of bonds in US dollars, for example. So if you buy the bond in US dollars, you're going to get paid back in US dollars. So you can buy the bond in US dollars and know that during that time there's going to be some amount of devaluation. So you're protecting the value of your money by putting it in the bonds. It really, if you understand, is a simple thing, but it has a lot of complexities in terms of the calculation and all of that. But the simple principle of the bond is that it has a date that is going to end on and it's going to be paid out on. And during that course of time, depending on the risk associated with the bond, it can trade above or below the par value, which means that as a bondholder, you can make money in terms of capital gains as also the interest payments.
Economist Dennis Chong. So the next time you're considering an investment option to help grow your personal savings, you can consider bonds. Get in touch with a financial institution and explore your options. It may just be the right fit for you. That's it for this week's program, and we do hope you learned something new. I am Vaughn Davis, with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.